So far, it's only the SPLM-IO that allocated at least 35% of its slots in the National Legislative Assembly to women. The rest of the partners in the unity government, including the Transitional Government of National Unity, or TIGUNU, led by President Kiir, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, former detainees and other political parties, or OPP, did not meet the 35% affirmative action figure allocated for women as stipulated in the revitalized peace deal. According to the agreement, 192 appointees should be women from all of the parties. Only 174 women have been appointed by the parties, which amounts to 32% or 3% less than the required amount. Mary Akech-Bior is the chairperson of the Women's Bloc of South Sudan, one of the women groups calling on leaders to fulfill the 35% affirmative action allocation for women.
We are not begging. It is our right, like any right of other parties who signed the agreement. We are signatories in the peace agreement. We accepted to have 35%, then complaining and need more than that. And the little we accepted is not yet being fulfilled.
Akech says leaders of a majority of the political parties are not paying attention to the issue.
They are still monitoring. The one they are working for right now is the mistake happened during the nominations of their own members. It is not about the women document. Nevertheless, we still have to stand up. We are their daughters. We are their mothers. We are their sisters. So no one among them have no females in their families. So they have to look into this.
The women are also calling on President Kiir to ensure that the parties review their forthcoming appointments and meet the 35% quota for women's representation at all levels of government. The women's groups are also demanding that the Speaker of the National Parliament be a woman. The parties have continuously disrespected the women's representation requirement in the unity government as stipulated in the revitalized peace agreement. During the nominations to the unity government at both the national and state level, key parties, including the TIGUNU, which is led by President Kiir, violated the 35% affirmative action requirement. Paul Mayom Akech, a member of the TIGUNU committee working on nominations of party representatives to the unity government, had this to say about the 35% allocation for women.
If some inadequacy has occurred wherever it has occurred, there are all the other possibilities, and there is all the open-mindedness, and there is all the willingness to get these matters right as we move forward. And the threshold that I'm talking about, you do not have to get 35, 35 here, 35 or 25, 25 here to make the ultimate 25.
Albino Akol Attack, spokesperson of the other political parties, admits that his party did not fulfill the affirmative action allocation, which he says resulted from a conflict within the party.
The OPP composed of 6 signatories to the agreement. And these 6 signatories, when there is a decision, it is them to sit down and agree and make a decision. And this decision will only be considered legitimate if 6 of them sign on it. But the recent appointment, all those who have been appointed in the ticket of OPP were all from one person only, who is Honorable Peter Mayen, who is one of the signatories of the OPP.
Attaka says OPP members are working on the issue to ensure inclusivity and consider the 35% women's affirmative action requirement. Pork Both Baluang is the Director of Information and Public Relations for the SPLM-IO.
It's clear that some parties and our partners in peace, I think they have their own way, or they don't believe in, you know, the women participation in the peace process.
Chapter 1 of the peace deal requires the national parliament to be reconstituted with an expanded number of 550 lawmakers. Under the agreement, the Tigonu Party nominates 332 lawmakers, the SPLM-IO nominates 128, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance nominates 50, other political parties nominates 30, and the former detainees nominates 10. The reconstitution of the parliament is far behind schedule. The deal demanded that the parliament be reconstituted 8 months from the date of forming the unity government. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.